There are three basic dinim of chomer nirabine. One is a person who is chayev tashlum and chayev misa because of the same masa. Person was mechayev. Let's say a person was mazik somebody else on Shabbos with a chayev misa. Person picked off somebody else's pay raise on Shabbos. So he's chayev mazik on the pay raise, and he's chayev misa for doing it at the same time. A person could be chayev malchus and momen at the same time. A person could, tomorrow is a case of poros chura chasuma, that I am renting a cow from you, a bull from you, and when I use the bull, I'm chayev to pay for it. The schiras is as I use it. And let's say I use it on Shabbos, that would be in Drabonon. Let's say I'm chasim the parah. They saksim shabbadishay. I use the parah to do disha. I muzzle the parah. So bishas, as I use it, I'm chayiv moment, as I use it, I'm chayiv malchus. A person could be chayiv nisa umalchus at the same time. A person could be chasim his parah and do harisha with the parah. So then he's on Shabbos. So the Gemara darshens the pasuk at the end of Kiseitse. V'hoyom bin akoyser rosha v'hipilu ha'shoifet v'hikol lefonav kidei rishosai b'mispor. V'hoyom bin akoyser rosha v'hipilu ha'shoifet v'hikol gives him malchus kidei rishosai b'mispor. So the Gemara darshens kidei rishosai risha achas atamachayroi. The person is chayiv malchus and momen for the same masa, so he's only chayiv on the malchus kedei vishosay, and beis it is not being chayiv in momen. So that's malchus and momen. The Gemara darshes another pasuk in the Mishnah, the beginning of the same parak of Tzuvah, so the person is chayiv nisa and momen. Gemara Darsh in the Pasuk, I think in Mishpatim. Lo yiyo osin. Onesh ve'im lo yiyo osin is part of the Pasuk by Dnei Vlodis. Ve'im lo yiyo osin. I think onesh yonesh loy. Yeah. Ve'chiyinotsu anoshim anok v'isha hara. Two people are fighting and they hit a pregnant woman. Ve'yasi yodel. Lo yiyo osin. If the children are alive, so he's no chiyuv misa. Oneshi onesh, when the mother's alive, so then im lo yosin, there's no chiyuv misa. Oneshi onesh, and paid the dmei vlodis. If the mother lives, there's no chiyuv misa. So onesh onesh, paid the dmei vlodis. Kasha yosin l'mbal isha benosan defli lim. But if there is yosin, if there'll be a chiyuv misa, then there's no chiyuv moment. So the Gemara has these two drushes. All right, Boris is a third din. And that's Misa and Malchus. The person who's Chayiv Misa and Malchus, the Beis will only give Misa, will not give Malchus and Misa. So the Gemara, the Tosfos says, the Raj Tosfos quotes, and that is learned from the two Dinim together. Halash and Raj Boz, like a Kal V'Chomer. That if Mamon and Misa, so Misa is pattering me up for Momen, and I have Malchus in Momen, and Malchus is pattering up for Momen. So Misa and Malchus, the Dover Chomer, should patter me up from the Dover Kal of Malchus. Right. What about a person who's high of two kinds of Misa, the Gemara Sanhedrin? So we give him a Chomer Shemen. So the Sabri Shem said that's all part of the same din. If Shnei Rishon, you see to Mechaiva. Call it other states a different din. A person's high of Misa. So we give them the Chomer Dikim Misa because the Chomer Sayimon. Different lesson in life. That's the din of Chom Leib and Rami Minei. Chom Leib and Rami is a Gderus HaKosim. That's Risha Achat of the Machai Vita Machai Vishnei Vishoyis. There's a famous Ruchayim in the Stenfon Ksunas that says the two dinim of Chom Leib and Rami Minei, they are not identical. Ruchayim writes are not identical. The din that we learn from the Pasuk of Lo'yia Osin Onesh Yonesh is not the same din as we learned from Shtei Rishoyos. The din that we learned that there's Misa and Momen is not the same din as Malchus and Momen. Chaim says Misa and Momen is Misa is Mafkia the Chiyav Momen. There is no Chiyav Momen Bechlau. Masha'ina came when it's Malkus and Momen, there Reb Chaim says a different din. There it's that there are two Chiyuvim and the two Chiyuvim cannot coexist. So the Torah is Mechadesh, that Malkus beats Agmamon. The Chayyim, Reb Chaim Sa'ara, Reb Chaim says that the Nafkamina will be Lagabi Adam and Zayim, will come to that in a moment. Let's take an easier Nafkamina. An easier Nafkamina would be, is there, and this is the, Reb Chaim does not say the following, I'm suggesting the following. There's the Machlegis Rishayin and Rashim in the town, in the year for Asugi. Machlegis Rashim in the town, is there a Chiyiv V'dinei Shemayim in Kom Levin Rabbamine? Right? In other words, I take the case of Torah Schura Chasuma. That's where the Machlegis comes out. But Metzia Tzadiyal. A person rents a parah, and he uses a parah and racks up his chiyuv shirus on his day. And when he does that, he uses the parah b'chasum. He muzzles the parah. He does disha. Mamish follows the pasuk. So he follows the pasuk. He does disha with the parah and muzzles it. Mamish and disha deiraisa malchus. Right. But as he's using it, that's what becomes chayv to his shirus. Halacha is he's potter from paying to be schir. He's called a rabbi. He's malchus and mamon. He's potter from mamon. Is he chayiv b'dinei shemayim? The person wants to do tshuva. He gets his malchus. He nik lachicha. He done tshuva. Now he says, is there any chayiv to pay this person back? Rashi says, yeah. There's a chayiv b'dinei shemayim. Rinotam says no chayiv b'dinei shemayim. Right. So lachayiv, this is the nekudas machlokes. Do we say that the chiyuv of kol levin rabbinei is oikid the chiyuv moment? Kol levin rabbinei means that there's a chiyuv misa and a chiyuv moment, a chiyuv moment and a chiyuv malchus. The chiyuv misa, the chiyuv moment doesn't allow the chi of misa, the chi of malchus doesn't allow the chi of mammon to be chal, right? Or do we say no? I have two chiyuvim. There's a din in beizdin. Beizdin has to determine they have kedei v'shosa. They are mechuyev to give out a certain oynish. So beizdin has a din that beizdin has to be as to focus on one oynish. So if you say the second mahalach, so it means I am chayiv mamon, I am chayiv malchus. But this is then in base, and ikshtei v'shoyes, v'shach, v'shtei v'shoyes. The two can't coexist. Base is talking about chayiv mamon. Chayiv mamon is there. So the Chayiv Rashi understands that kom levin rabba minei is that the chiyuvim are there, but Bezin cannot move on those chiyuvim. So a person personally wants to be yotzei b'dinei shemayim. Could be an afkamina if the nizik is toifes, if the maskim is toifes, can be moitzi mamim mibezdin. Right? He got his malchus. So Bezin cannot act on it, but this Bezin not going to be moitzi the mamim. Could be. Now let's get back to Reb Chaim. So this lachor is l'aniyas da'it. This is the machlokes Rashi and Rambam. Come back to after our sugya. Reb Chaim says the following. Reb Chaim says what we're discussing in the context of misa and mamon. Reb Chaim says that is a distinction between the two halachas of kom levin rabbinei. Reb Chaim is saying that there are two halachas. The halacha of misa and mamon. That talk is the Mises Oik in the Chiyuv Mamon. The halacha of Malkus and Mamon, Reb Chaim says there is the two can coexist. Beis Din cannot be Mechayev Bo. But it's dafka because the two coexist, the din of kamei rami. Chaim says lagabe misa and momen, so that the two never coexist. The misa is mafkia and the chiv tashuma. When it comes to momen and malchus, Reb Chaim says no, it's dafka because the two are chal. Therefore, one is deichel the other. How does Reb Chaim come to this conclusion? So the emes is Reb Chaim says really in Rabbeinu Tam. He doesn't spell it out this way, but that's he's bringing a raya from Rabbeinu Tam. It's not muskim lefi kol mishem. Reb Chaim's mahalach is based on a deal that he makes in Rabbeinu Tam shikol gabe edim zaymimin. Edim zaymimin. Again, this is a hadgama. He brings a raya from edim zaymimin. Halacha is that if Eidim Zaymimim are made on somebody, and out of that chiyuv he'll be, and out of that ha'odah he should be chayiv Nisa and Momen or Malkus and Momen. No, so what should we give the Eidim Zaymimim? The Eidim Zaymimim are made that a person was mazik and was malake to Eidim and Shabbos. Right? Eidim Zaymimim say that Reuven picked Shimon's to Eidim and Shabbos. So they're being made, and this is they gave him asara, asara, the whole thing. So they're being made of Yischayev Misa. They're also made Yischayev Maman. Now we find that they're Zayman. Right? So what are they Chayev? The Chayev Misa, the Teres Eidim Zayman, Chayev Maman, the Teres Eidim Zayman. Right? So the Gemara says that since the Mechayiv one person, so the Eidim Zaymin themselves are not Mechayiv, not Chayiv more than they were Mechayiv, so the Chayiv Bisa and the Chayiv Mom. Right? So far it's Pasha. Mar has a habit in another sugya that if Eidim are Chayiv, Mechayiv Malkus and Momen, Eidim Mechayiv Malkus and Momen, let's say the Eidim Zaymimim Malkus and Mamun. So then again it's like a Parah Chasum or something. So the Mechayim Mamun and Malkus, so they're the Gemara is a Habimim. Rav Natan points this out. It's Rav Natan. That it's really the way Rav Natan was Pshat the Gemara. That's why it's really Rav Natan. That the Gemara says, so we should give Malkus, correct? But no, if we give Malkus, we have not been the kind of Mitzvah Hazama. Because Malkus in Zem Machayim, because it didn't Lysan and Recha Isha. Right? The Machayim Malkus, because it said Hiddish Shaker. Where were we kind of Mitzvah Hazama? No. So the Gemara is having to say that when it comes to Malkus and Mamun, it's Rechayim. That's Rabbi Natan's Pshat in the Gemara. Comes to Machayim and says, what do you mean? They were never chayiv mamon, right? Because kolim and amine, they were meyed in mamon and malchus. They were only mechayiv malchus. Malchus was deichel in mamon. So what do you mean they're not mechayiv azama? We did everything we were supposed to do. So says the mechayiv aistachayis. He sees me on your side. And when it comes to misan mamon, right? The Gemara didn't say where's the din of azama. That's right, but it's not in Malkus. But there the Gemara says, so there is Dover Pasha, that the Eidim were Machayivim Misa and Mamun, they really were not Machayivim Mamun, they're Machayivim Misa, and Melim Machayivim Zayim and Misa. When it comes to Malkus and Mamun, so there you see that the Gemara didn't say Malkus and Mamun is only Chiyah Malkus. No, the Gemara says the Chiyah Malkus, Chiyah Mamun. But when we prosecute Malkus against Eidim Zaymimim, we are only taking care of the Lam Leisan. There's no Chiba that we have in the Nazama. So again, we're not going to the Din of Azama B'chol, the Chiba B'chol B'chol. But you just see from this, from that, Havamin Rechavs, from that one Havamin Rechavs been dying, you see that there, when it comes to Malkus and Mamun, the two Chiyuvim coexist. Right? That's the famous of Chayim, who's Machal Gizim Din of Azama. Several years ago, I pointed out that there is, that this Reb Chaim is a machlokes Rishonim. It's a much broader machlokes how to learn Pshat kom lei b'drabamina. This is the what I presented now is the way that it's usually presented. Kolei and Ravinei has three halachas, maybe four halachas. Right? This for sure has Nisa and Mamre, and for sure has Malchus and Mamre. Right? There's a third halacha of Nisa and Malchus. Right? There might be a fourth halacha of Nisa and Misa. Okay? In all cases, we say Kolei and Ravinei. Fine. Let's come and Ravinei. We have two Mekoreis, the Mekor of Kedei Rishasai in Vlo Yosai. Right? Rabbi Chaim points out that these two Mekoreis are two separate dinim. So that means that that's the Machlokes Rishayim. You'll find in the Rishayim and Ksuvas that the difference is as to whether the two separate, or the Shita says, no, there's one din Kedei Rishasai, and everything else is teaching how to learn that one din. And Mela, there'll be Machlokes Rishayim about this Nekuda. This Nekuda of Rabbi Chaim. Right, that's for Rabbi Nachman to choose the ideas. So now we have that there are the din of Kamei Ravinei with four, a maximum of four different applications. For sure, three different applications. Right. And then we're pointing out that whether this is all one din or separate dinim, that is probably Machlokes Rishayim. And Rabbi Chaim was the one who was in the Chadish. This idea that there could be two separate dinim. If they are two separate dinim, so what's pshat? One is that the chiyuv achomur is oiker and is not allowing the chiyuv akal to be chal. Or the other approach, the other model is that there are two chiyuvim, both chiyuv machal, and the mele basic can only be koyish and one of them. Right. Now there are two points that are open for discussion. One is that when we apply the din of Komlei bin Ravinei, is there a chiyuv bedinei shemayim? Right? Is a chiyuv bedinei shemayim? So he said that's a machlokes Rishayim, which probably goes back to this Ha'ar Rav Chaim. And then there's our sugya. It's not only our sugya, it's our sugya, and it's a few other sugyas. And that is what happens if the chiyuv mamon is not a chiyuv mamon that dates in the same machai. The chiyuv mamon, which I machai, what's it going to happen? Because there's a bit of Komlei bin Ravinei in the context of a. So that's really where our sugya begins. Alright? But that's not Gdom. Good. What were you going to say before?
I'm just wondering, when it's Malchus and Mammon, if he does, if he is Tophis, to be this based on our time, to return Mammon.
So the Chayra, that would be a Machloikis Rashi bin Atam. Alright? If there's a Chim Dini Shemayim, so then they would not be Kaifim to Machloikis. That should be told in this Nakuda. According to Reb Chaim, if it's Mis and Mammon, it's like Shaykh. If it's Mis and Malchus, it's very much Shaykh. That's what Reb Chaim would say. But these guys would be told in this Machlokes Rishayim. Yeah, good. No, we didn't have before. Good. Our sugi. So our sugi opens up. Yeah, good. Sorry.
I think tomorrow the idea that says some people, that Mammon is more precious than their.
More.
Than their life in terms of the opposite. So is there any danger in terms of it? Let's say Mammon and Misa. So obviously, Misa is more a
objective
sense. However, you have a 7-year-old, 8-year-old man who does things with Misa and he's Mazik $100,000. So I could see where the Rabba, those two things that someone could say, you
know, the Gemara is a very difficult Gemara. The Gemara says, the Av to Hashem lekecha b'chol levavach nashchol meidecha, right? That's what the Gemara says. Yesh mi shemamin chaval lo v'gufa. I don't think it would apply over here.
You just an objective standard.
I think so. The Gemara doesn't even. The Gemara only really uses the term chomer in three ways. Number one, by misa and misa, which is really not necessary. Which is the sort of the. We're saying it's probably the Nukkoma. It's not clear that it's called Nukkoma right now. And the Gemara uses it that when the Gemara discusses why we need to have a pasuk both for Malchus and Mammon and Misa and Mammon. So the Gemara discusses what's called Nukkoma. It's a Tzrichasa. But in terms of being Magna and Din, I don't think the Gemara even uses the phrase what's Nukkoma. I mean, you're saying Midrava Minei. The word Midrava means it means the Nukkoma. Well, it's a Din. So the Mishnah has, in the second case, the Mishnah has Gonav Umochar B'Shabbos. So our Mishnah says Gonav Umochar B'Shabbos, right? Rashi says as opposed to Gonav Itolach B'Shabbos. Gonav Umochar B'Shabbos The Mishnah says it's Chaim Dalet Behei. Mishalim Tashlumi Arba V'Chamisha. Rashi says, Ganav U'Machar as opposed to Abul Tomach, Komlev Rabavine. The rest, let's just set up the sugya. So the sugya is that V'Tanya Potter, where Bryce is Chilik in our Mishnah, that even by the case of Ganav U'Machar B'Shabbos Potter, the Gemara is a machlokes between Rav Papa and Rava. Had to be Miyashiv, the Braisa, and the Mishnah. Right? Omar Rami Bar Choma Kitanya, he the potter, but Oimele Okuts Te'eina Mete'einosi, Vitikne Liga Neva Isecha. Rami Bar Choma says we should be Miyashiv, the Braisa, and the Mishnah. And the Braisa is a case where the Mechibra was done on Yedei Chilul Shabbos. So since the Mechibra was done on Yedei Chilul Shabbos, right? That's what Rashi says. V'chein osa min eschayev misa. So therefore it is apparently... Now we finished sending off of the earth. Yeah, let's go. But... So apparently for that reason, we will not be mechayev in the shul of Abba Chamisha. Right, let's fudge it for a moment and say because of Komalei bin Ravamine. Right? The Mechira is done on the day. Mechira is, that the Dmei Mechira is the Iser of, is the Dmei Schira he's supposed to get from the Pu'ula of Tzira b'Shabbos. The Maisik Tzira b'Shabbos is what is selling, is what's purchasing the Geneva, the Parva. Machlekes Rashi Taisus, whether it's the Meimaman or it's the Kinyan Chalipin. But the Maisik Kinyan on the Parva on Shabbos is a Maisik Chilul Shabbos. So the Gemara says that to Mir Chama, Gona v'Tovach, Gona v'Umoch, Adi Chilul Shabbos, like Gona v'Tovach. So the main Gemara says Potter. So Rav Papa, so the Gemara says that is incorrect. That's not a good example. We'll come back in a moment. So Rav Papa says Yitaka right. That's a bad example. That will not work. El Omer Rav Papa, but Omer leZroikin neivasecha lechatzeri. The Mara says that Gonav Tomach is Gonav Umbachar is Potter. When the Mechir is a Kinyan Chotzer and the Kinyan Chotzer is done on Yedei Yitzah B'Shabbos. Alright, so once again, Gonav Umbachar is like Gonav Tomach. So the Mechir is done on Yedei Chilul Shabbos. Gemara says the only way that there are two ways in which Yitzah can affect the Mechir. Either if you say explicitly that it should only be koine b'shas hanocha, right? Or if you hold kruz kemishim chadon, right? Hadon is when it comes to the ma'isa itzol b'shabbos. Itzol b'shabbos is a two variable malacha. And itzol b'shabbos is malacha gru, the Gemara says. The Pesach says it's a malacha only if there is. It is an akira and an anocha, and it has to pass through two reshuyas. Right? So maisa yitzah b'shabbos requires an akira b'shus echad and an anocha b'shus achar. Akira b'shus rabin, anocha b'shus yachin, and akira b'shus anocha b'shus rabin. Right? There's an additional maisa yitzah b'shabbos, and that is if it travels and you carry it for arba amos. We shouldn't explain. Carrying it for Arba Amos is moving it from Rishus to Rishus. My Arba Amos is my Rishus. So that's the Dimyan. That's how they are similar. Right? But it requires a Yitzah and Anocha. So I only complete my Maisa Yitzah if I do Anocha. So the Gemara says, but the Maisa Yitzah is the Mecher is not necessarily done on Yidei Anocha. The Mecher can be done on the day of Ma'aseh, just by simply moving it. Meshikha, however you're going to move it. Right? So, That we only apply komle bidrabamine if it's beidne. If the two chiyuvim, the chiyuv malchus, the chiyuv mamon, the chiyuv misa, chiyuv mamon, the chiyuv malchus, chiyuv misa, is becoming mechuyev ba'oisei shah, the same moment. The beginning of Eil Naris, the third parak of Ksuvas, you have two or three dafim on komle bidrabamine. And most of it is discussing, is defining the moment of Chiyah, the various Yisrael Deiraisa, in order to be able to figure out what is, there should be Be'idne. That's the overall Sugya, the common denominator of the two classes of tomorrow. So here the Gemara is saying that the only way you could say Komlei B'drabimnei in the context of a Geneva that is a Mechira that's done on Yidei, the Maisa, and so B'Shabbos, is either if we say that the Mechir should be Chal B'Shas Hanacha, so it'll happen all at the same moment, or if we accept a B'Kiva's then of Keluta Kemi Shehun Chadomi. Kaluta Kimish and Chadomi is a halacha l'meishim yisina Rabbi Akiva records for us that when something travels in a certain area, if it's kolot in a certain area, Kimish Hunch, it's as if it's munach already. Right? So machlokes achrayim exactly how to shot in Kaluta Kimish and Chadomi. Does it mean that when it's traveling more than that it's traveling within 10 tefachim. So does it mean that when it's in the airspace of Rosh Hashanah, that it's munach over here? Right? Or does it mean it's ki'ilu, it's munach down here? Klut k'mish unchadam. Is it as if it's stopped, held in midair, or if it's dropped? Now if k'mina is, if it goes in l'malam yitzvachim, in mokim p'tur, so if it's as if it's stopped, then it's stopped in the Mokim Ptur. So it's not a Nacha. If it's dropped, so then there's a Hanacha Rosh Hashanah. It's a Machlekes Achen Alam Pshat and Kutu Mishan Chadam. So Machlekes, when you say Kalut Kamishan Chadam, right? All of this is just as a vehicle to get us to the point where we can say, oh, we found a case for the Braisa, when the Braisa says Gonav etov Gonav u'mochar b'Shabbos poter, so Rav Papa says that a Braisa, after making that Braisa, that Gonav u'mochar b'Shabbos Shabbos, how can you have a Geneva and a Mechira on Shabbos? So the Mechira of the day of itself. That's Rav Papa. Amar Rava. Rava Amar Lo'olam Kirami Bar Chama. Rav says, no, we can be moikim Rami Bar Chama's din. What was Rami Bar Chama's din? Mechira al yedei ktsira b'Shabbos. All right, so that's good. What was the problem with Rami Bar Chama's din that Rav Papa accepted and therefore rejected the first Akimta and obviously Rabba's Akimta? That Rav Papa's rejecting Rabba's. This is the sugya now. The sugya is, go back in the Gemara. Gemara says, Amar Racham, Kitani the potter. But I'm only awkward to Eil and Bitei Nasi. The Tik the Ligan Eve Sechom, Amre, the Keva the Chitova lay, Kamon Bedina, Loyamrina Lazel Shlim, the Machayah Benav Shehu, Hamachira Nami Lad Machira. What's the Svar? Pashas of the Gemara, Pashas of the Sugya, Ha Mechira Lav Mechira. What does that mean? We have not found the case of Gana Vitava, of Gana Bumacha. We want to find the case of Mechira Dechil Shabbos. So Rav Papa has a case for us. Rav and Rabbi Rachama have a different case, Rav Mechudish the case. What's the criticism? That the case that Rabbi Rachama found was not really a Mechira. Why was it in the Mechira? Because Bezin will not act on this Masa Mecher. What won't they do? Techiko Toma Leikamon Bedina. When he comes and is Teveya him in front of us in Bezin, La Yamina Leizil Shlim, we won't tell him to pay. The Mechaya Benafshayu. Right? A little bit ambiguous. And that's what the machlokes is showing in Shittu Kubet and Lomshavit. When he is, when Reuven is Tevei Hashem in an Beis Din, we will not tell one of them to pay because he's Mechayev the Nafsha. So what's the Pashtus? The easiest way to read it, Reuven is the Ganav. He's selling to Shimon. Shimon is the Lekeach. Reuven is the Ganav Moichem. Shimon is Lekeach. The Lekeach is Mechal Shabbos in order to get the parah, right? So now, if something goes wrong in this mecher, and somebody has to go to Beis Din in order to be able, so Beis Din will be misalem from the mecher, right? Why? Because the moment we say, "I have two eidim that this person was koine my parah," because he did the Masik Tziran Shabbos, and Beis Din will say, he's Chayav Misa. We're not even talking about the Mecher, forget about the Mecher. We have to give him a Chayav Misa now. So once they give him a Chayav Misa, they're not going to address the Mecher Bechla. Ha Mechira Nami Lav Mechira. So the Gemara seems to be saying, if Beis Din will not enforce the mecher, then the mecher is not a mecher. And Rav Papa is makabel the svar. Look at Rashi. La yarminan leganav zil shlim. Previous Rashi. Rashi gives what's Rashi's malach. Vayi taba leibala te'ena la loike. Bala te'ena says la loike. In other words, the Ganav says to Lekeya, "Hazer li te'enim shelokatuta, oitein li masha machartali midmeyen." Right? Who's being teveyahu? "Hazer li te'enim shelokatuta, give me back the te'enim that you collected." Oh, was that?
Isn't the case the reverse?
Oh, tamely, masha machartali bidmeyim. Either or, either give me the te'enim, right? Or give me back the parah. So, lo yarminan leganav zil shlim. We don't tell the ganav, pay up, right? Either give back the te'enim, or give over the parah that you sold. Ishtak klav mechiri. So it's not a mecher, right? So Rashi's pshat apparently a little bit difficult. But Rashi's pshat is that if the ganev will be brought to Beis Din, and the keiach is saying he wants the Either give me the parah or give me back my te'enim. So Rashi, we learn a lot from this Rashi. Number one, Rashi is learning it. It's a Kenyan voice. You'll see the Tosfos when the parrot Tosfos read. They get very concerned with it. Kenyan voice. Kenyan voice is not koina and metalfel. That's a big problem. We'll step by step. But that's Rashi's pshat. It's a Kenyan voice. That's a Tosfos is a Kenyan Khalif. Right, the Kenyan voice, according to Rashi. So he says to the Ganav, you're not coming through with your deal. So either give me back the te'edim, or give me over the parah. So lo yarminan leganav zil shlim. Beis Din will not talk to the Ganav. Why? Because they're telling, because when the Lekeach comes in and says, look what I did to get this parah, I was Mechal Shabbos to get this parah, and he still won't give me my parah. Right, so Beis Din will say, "Give me chiyav misa." So Rashi's pshat in the Gemara is, "Olo yisi ishtakach the lav mechiri." Right, so Ilana Yisoy, this is the Yisoy of you that apparently komle bid rabba binei is being applied to a to a chiyuv mamon she is chayuv benafshei. That's why to be kivegas kasha. That's what we're going to be mayan now. You be kivegas kasha. Says ayin and hidden of ayin beizim and aleph. This is what all the rishis jump. This question we learned ayin beizim and aleph. That's the case of Abba Machteres, Machlekes Rav and Rav, Rav and Rava. Abba Machteres. And is he chayiv to pay back the money that he stole? He was Meschayiv Benafsha. Right? Reuven snuck into Shimon's house. And he picks up a prop from Shimon's house. So the Gemara says, is he mechuyev to pay back what he stole from Shimon's house? Machlokes Rav and Rava. Right? Rav says, b'damim kananu. He gave up his life to get this money. So if he gave up his life to get his money, he's not mechuyev to pay back. And Rava says that he did not become the Baal over this moment. He's chayev and oinsen. He's not the Baal. So Bikiva Eger says, how can our Gemara just take for granted that we're going to apply the din of Kolmen Miravim to the din of to a Mecher to a Chiv that I was Mechai myself? It might not even apply to the din of Geneva, Meshim Zegzela. Let's give his cash. So I have to explain the cash. It's also not so posh. It's a very important Kovitz Shurman. So look it up. There are two important Kovitz in this thing. Step by step. First, let's just map of the sugya. So that's what that. So that, according to Rashi, that's what the Gemara is asking of. You look at the Shita Mekubetz, the coast of Benu Peretz. Maybe you may have in the Teshuvah Peretz itself. Two mahalchim in understanding this kasha of you. Right, but that's the pashas of Rashi. Then Rashi's saying the mecher is not a good mecher. It's a chiddush. That kol l'ramine is going to unravel a mechira. Now skip them. So elom Rav Papa. So Rav Papa said you're right. That cannot be the akimt of the brisa. Rabbi Racham is wrong. Rabba Amar la oilam ki Rabbi Racham esnan osra toira v'afilu balimoi. Right. A person, there's a ma'isa biyam of heir of arayus. He does a ma'isa biyam that is mechayiv v'chiyiv misa. Right? And he's mechayiv himself to pay a behema for this ma'isa biyam. Right? He's mechayiv himself to give a behema as a charpula for a ma'isa biyam which is a chiyuv misa. So the question is this animal an esnan? Right? If it was stam a ma'isa's nus, so the animal becomes an esnan zoyna. The esnan becomes also l'hakavim is beyah. In this case, he's mechayiv himself payment for a ma'isa biyam that's mechayiv and achiyuv misa beyah. So esnan osra tera v'afilu ba'alima v'itov alei kamon medina miyamirin leikum havlan esnan el afal gav d'chi kotov alei medina loyamirin leizil havla keva d'chi yovla havi esnan. Says Rava, let's finish up the din of esnan zoyna. What's happening then in this case? Does the animal become an esna? No, so if it goes to Bezdin, if the Zayna will go to Bezdin, and will tell the Bezdin that Reuven was Machai himself to give Hashem Sula for Maisa's Nus. And it turns out that the Bezdin listens to the Zayna, and the Makabla Eidos of his Nus. Turns out that the Maisa's Nus, which is Machai and Misa, so the Bezdin will say, why are you worried about the Eshepsala? You just need Machai yourself, I'm going to give you a Chiyuv Misa. So we should follow through the same thing. We should say, Bezdin will not enforce this sale, will not enforce this deal. Memeleh, Bezdin will not enforce the deal wasn't a deal. So now we have a Maisa's Nos, we don't have any Esnan. But the Gemara still says, Esnan Torah, Esnan is Asu Torah, Ve'afilu Ba'alim. So Rabbi says, Ve'keban Dechiyov Lama Esnan. Hachen Nami Afol Gav Le'inyin Tashlumin. Itava Medina Kamat Lo Yamin Le'zil Shlem. Afilu Hachi Keban Dechiyov Ma'akneley. Ve'hachi Havye Mechira. That's the Rabbah's Svar. Rabbah says, look at the Rashi. Afilu v'alim v'menos l'klev esnon no'oser afal gav de'ilay aviyav l'nei alei v'hoil v'tov alei medina lo yamin alei kayem lo tenor do mechayiv v'nafsi. So nevertheless, afilu v'alim kiyov lo, if he does actually give it, chayil alei v'tlet yisir esen hachanamim. So the Gemara says, so Rava says it should still be an Esnan. So Rava is assuming it can only be an Esnan if it's in fact a Kiyum in the deal which they made. Right? Now, let's say Reuven and Leah have Nus. They don't make a deal. And 2 months later, Reuven says, here's a Tleh as a Matana. Doesn't become an Esnan. It's only an Esnan if the Ma'aseh B'i was Mechayiv the Esnan. If the Esnan is Memkor, what's possibly the Esnan? It's not that Reuven's giving a present to a Zoyna. No, it's that a Ma'aseh's Nus was brought this animal into the Zoyna's Rishus. So Rava says, you have a situation where because of Komlei bin Ravine, Bezin will not be Mechayim, will not enforce this Mecher, but nevertheless, Kevon de Komaknelei, since there is a Masekinyan, Bachi Avi Mechira. Right? So Lechaira, the issue in the Sugi is a Maisa Mechira, which will not be enforced by Bezin. Is that a Maisa Mechira? A Maisa Mechira. That's the Machlekes Rav and Rav Papa. We have to figure out. We have to understand. What's the Machlekes Rav and Rav Papa? Then once we figure that out, then it's going to impact what happens if the Maisa Mechira is unenforceable because of the Din de Rabbanan, not of the Din de Raisa. Let's go back to what we opened up with, whether a king and moist from the Talmud aside from the Sugya altogether. Nope, not from the court.
Why is the last different? If the Gemara itself is ambiguous when it says Ma'am Kirahu,
yeah,
Rashi should be the same line. If the Gemara is not ambiguous when you say, look, when the Gemara says Ma'am Kirahu means it's not Kira,
yes, through the two Gersois. You'll see there have been a parrot, the two Gersois in the Gemara.
So, but at least in our year sense, Rashi is just the same year as the Gemara.
Yeah.
So that's what you see why Rashi is just a
No. I wasn't stressing that. That when you see the sheet of an apparent that you'll appreciate. I was pointing out something else. That the chiddush of here is that we're applying kol mi ravine to a mecher. That we haven't seen yet.
That was just from the
Kim, right? Yeah, that's what I meant from that perspective. Yeah. The relates to the two gear soy that you have to see the sheet. I'm not ready for that yet. Yeah.
And just to clarify, is Rabbi understanding the first case as the God has to go collect the...
The case, the Rashi seems to be saying, and that's the issue that the Shita discusses, who's being tebe who. But it sounds like from Rashi, lo yamirin le ganim zil shlem. Right? So it sounds like that the lekeyach is being tebe the ganim tebezim.
Right, and he's asking what? He's asking that the guy...
Apparently the guy is not coming through with his side of the deal.
He wants to return the papers back to him.
He did do something. Like Kayach gave him the papers and hasn't gotten the power.
And then it was the guy that wanted to do the papers. He's the guy that's the one that's Chaybisa at this point?
No, like Kayach is Chaybisa. Lekeya, the deal was that if you cut off these to Elim on Shabbos, then I'll sell you my power. You do a service, right? Service is the service of Tzira, Right? And the Ganav didn't come through. Just to see from that. Is it Lakata? Yeah, it couldn't be. It couldn't be. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see with the parents. See the Shita. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, if these Gemara's want to be Mechadish, just that even a Chiyuv is someone that's Mechayiv himself.
Yeah.
It's sort of the Kimla. I don't know if the whole Kasha the Gemara, because the Kasha the Gemara is being parallel to the Mishnah, which is the case of Dal Behe. And here, Dal Behe is a different Chiyuv altogether. It's a thing that's a Knas. It's not something that someone's Mechayiv himself. The Ikar Chiyuv Mamun is.
Very good, very good, very good. So if you have the. So that dependent two Gersois and Rashi. But that's what I'm saying, that's what I was stressing. If you look at the Gemara says, Ha-Mechira Nami Lav Mechiri. So the Gemara is not addressing, at first glance, the Gemara is not focusing on the Dalet Vehei right now. So was this a Mechira or not? Right, you're going the next step. You're saying, well, it's basically going to be Mechayiv, Misa, and the Knas Dalet Vehei. That sounds like a very traditional Kalim Rami.
Even if the Beis Din would be Mechayev, the Beis Din would uphold this
Mechir,
so to speak, still they're not creating a
Thief. Alright, so that's the if you look at the Gersa and brackets,
yeah.
The Mai Misham Dal and Hay, right, so that might be what you're saying. And it seems to be, if you look at the man on the side, it seems to be two alternate Rashi's text in Rashi, and you see the sheet that develops both ideas. But right now, for the Pashla Gemara, that's what it sounds like. The Mechir Lav Mechir, and the Chanami, which you're saying is correct. Yeah. Good?
And also, I
think
Gemara
said
that it was the Ganav that was
bugging. Because you see from the Rashi. Oh, yeah, you'll see the sheet in the sheet, 2 days ago. But you'll see in the sheet that they're both there.
We're saying at the end of the day it's not focused on the Mechir, or we're saying that the Maskana is not, because the Maskana case is the right.
Say it again?
Is it that the Maskana case at the end is right, and Maskana was saying it's the Mechir, or
that's Lefer Machlokes, Rav Papa, and Rav. What will Rav Papa do with the Esnan case, you're saying? Will he be Machalik between the Esnan, or will he say that. That we hold it different than Esnan, or we machal in the cases. So we'll see. That's Tosis in the sheet. We'll see. Go ahead. Okay. So what you have to do is the following: go over the sugya. This will be mapped. We will focus, at least initially, on the. We're not in the Shabbos. Not the Kutuk Mishnah Chadami. Go over the Tosis. Maybe when we finish the sugya, we'll go back to make some errors and taste some. But our major interest over here is going to be on the Rabbi Rachama and the Machlekes Rabbi Rapapa. And so please prepare, besides the Marashi Tosfos, so please prepare the Shita. Focus on the 2 days in Avraham Peretz and when we present the sugya. Look also carefully at the repairs and tasis read as to how the mecher was done, and then look at the klavet shiurim and the mechivayim. All right, good. What was that? Coach is in the similar medallion. I think I'm a medallion. Yeah,